to keep everybody informed. It's good to know what's going on the tax side of things at all the levels of government. So we just try and make sure that data is available to people, that we can talk about sort of economic impacts of taxes and just keep everybody informed.
How much federal money goes back to the states?
Well, on average in the U.S., it's about 32.8% of state general revenue. So when we talk about funding state governments, most people just think of taxes. So the income taxes that you pay, the sales tax that you pay. But there's also a big chunk that does come from the federal government. It goes to fund a lot of things. But on average for the U.S., it's almost 33%.
And then who determines how much money we get?
Well, there's a lot of things that this goes to fund. So I'll give you a couple examples. So air transport's an example, education, so things like Head Start, higher ed research and development programs, things like unemployment insurance compensation, health-related things such as veterans hospitals, for example. There's things that goes money that goes to highway funding, public welfare such as Medicaid or child welfare. So there's a lot of different things that drive it across the states. So it's hard to say, you know, what one thing is happening in each state because there's so many different factors that are pushing that number.
Okay, let's talk about South Dakota in particular. What is our federal aid as a percentage of our state revenue?
It is 41.5%, which puts it at number 3 in the country. If listeners are interested in what drives it for a particular state, if you go to our website, taxfoundation.org, you can take a look at this map, and we've got some links at the bottom where you can dig into the data for your state to kind of see what's happening. But in terms of trends at the federal level, it's an increase in that public welfare component over time that's driving most of the changes in the states, and that's the biggest chunk for most states. On the federal level, that's what most of the change over time is coming from.
Okay, Mississippi is number one, and then Louisiana and South Dakota, I mean, they're sparsely populated states.
Yes, and the interesting thing is you would think that you would see some maybe regional similarities, but then you've got North Dakota, which is on the other end of the spectrum at 21% and one of the lower. And so it's interesting to look at states that you would think would be similar, but they're not. So, example, like California and New York, you would think would be similar because a lot of times people think that this is income-driven, but it's largely the Medicaid is the big driver here. So two things that drive it on that Medicaid front are the number of people that qualify and then also what benefits are awarded. So if there's differences in those two things across states, it can cause big differences in the percentage that comes from the federal government.
But I want to be clear, 41.5% of South Dakota's budget comes from federal money.
Yes, that is true.
And so the rest of the 50 or the 58.5% is from in-state.
Yes, so we call those things own source revenue, so things like taxes and other types of fees and things like that.
And I think, you know, when you wonder about North Dakota, I think you just have to look to Alaska and you see two of the biggest oil producers in the country.
Exactly. So that's a very good point. But then on the other end of the spectrum, you look at Wyoming, which also has a big severance tax revenue, and it's still number 6 highest in the country. So it's interesting to see those states that you wouldn't expect to be high or low.
What are we supposed to think about when we hear that 41% of our state budget comes from federal money? I mean,
I think it's important to not forget about that piece, and I think the sequester is a good example of that. So, you know, we see this money come in every year, and then during the sequester, a lot of Western states had trouble with this when their part of their funding got cut, and it was a big chunk of a lot of state budgets. And later that was resolved, and they were able to get that back. But it's important to make sure that you have enough savings in terms of sort of like rainy day funds or reserve funds, because if something does happen federally, that money could be at risk. So it's important to have a backup plan.